guys, welcome back to another edition to Haunted Real Connections with your host, Nicole Gaspard here. And I hope you guys have a wonderful day. Thank you guys, this is Veterans Day. I just want to wish you all best wishes, and you guys are awesome for serving our country despite the pandemic. So I hope you guys are all well. And today's topic, I thought I'd talk about, are you under psychically attacked? So, meaning, is someone out to get you, touching? You know, actually, it might fall under energetic psychic attack, right? So, I hope you guys enjoyed this topic, and stay tuned. And I'm once again in my room, so for this, hopefully won't get any distractions. But anyhow, let's dive into it, shall we? What is mean that energetic psychic attack? In my notes, I have here right to read my writing, which is worse than a doctor's writing. Energetic psychic attack. When you're under, like, psychic attack, it's when a person unleashes. There's that word, I love that word, unleash. I watched too many stupid videos, sorry. Unleashes all their thoughts and ugly feelings onto another, right? It's like, what's the best way to describe it? It's like, they're pressing invisible daggers, if you will, at a person that they loathe, absolutely hate, absolutely loathe, they're absolutely jealous of that other person. So they're either consciously or unconsciously throwing these invisible thoughts at the other person, and sometimes you wonder if you're a walking target, right? I ask myself this all the time because, you know, the more you throw, more famously from better in your life is as somebody else is like, oh, she's doing well, let's go attack her, you know, kind of thing. That's why it took me a while to write my book, because I'm afraid of how people psychically attack me. And weird, since with media life myself, I tend to experience this from time to time, especially if you're an empathic person, right? So what does it mean exactly is a psychic attack, right? It's when, which also falls under, I believe, energetic psychic attack. Which, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm no expert or anything like that. It's just what I've found over the years and research and everything. It's when you're being attacked by another person, not physically attacked, but either, I don't know, it can be fall under verbally, or it can be a psychological attack, you know? Kind of like energy vampires. They suck the energy out of you, you know? Yeah, psychic vampire, that's what that is. And so the psychic attack, you're being attacked, you quickly sometimes can tell if you're being psychically attacked. Do you feel fatigued? Do you feel drained? Or even, you might even feel exhausted. You might be even having trouble sleeping or having nightmares. In my case, I have a little bit of that. So I could be under psychically attacked. So this is where you gotta be aware of your surroundings and personality surroundings, where you might want to draw upon white light more, meditate more, ask for extra protection. No harm to us, right? So you keep getting one lousy cold after another. You ask yourself, is this coronavirus or is this cold? And maybe you fall under, you have sinuses terribly, like, bad, like I do. Yeah, I'm like, oh no. I'm actually mentally checking off all these things that I should be under psychically attacked. So maybe in the next episode I can go more into how we can protect ourselves spiritually from being psychically attacked. And so you feel like there's also a heavy, like a heaviness or lid over your whole well-being of happiness. And you can't seem to function right, and you just don't know why. Right? You may ask yourself, what the heck is going on, right? So, you might ask others what's going on. You may even not know, and maybe they're the ones that's doing that to you. So, from a psychological standpoint, you may seem like depressed, but from the point of view of energy medicine, you could very well be under psychic attack. And yes, consciously or even unconsciously, someone else may have formed an intention to actually harm you. If not physically, but psychologically harm you. So, maybe you have, like, a mother-in-law who hates the fact that you stole away her precious son or daughter. So, don't dispel the old evil eye that she gives you, right, or whatever she can. Maybe you've got an exclusivity towards you is just wrong, and even years after the divorce, or a free enemy who's actually jealous because you still fit into jeans you wore in high school. See what I'm getting at? So everyone is, like it or not, has some darkness within. The famous shadow side that is like storehouse of negative feelings is when these disturbing emotions, right, are not acknowledged or even released. And so the shadow work and the shadow side can get in the driver's seat, and you don't want that. And that negative energy can in fact cause a real problem for someone else, much like poltergeist, right? So, for example, I work, you know, with two people, let's call Lisa, right? Who came to me because she had lost all her zest for her new job. And she was thrilled when she got her new position with a substantial increase in her income, right? And now she could barely pay on her self-support. So, that's a form of psychological attack. And so, the case of her problem was obvious to me, that I could see a cord, a psychic attachment that connected her to her father. Although he was like outwardly proud of his daughter's accomplishments, inwardly he was jealous of her success, right? So especially when he had recently been advised to take early retirement. So I showed Lisa a powerful shamanic technique that helped her see that negative cord from her father while still retaining the discourse of love and respect between them. Soon, she was once again happy at work. And there are other ways that medium like myself can share how we can eliminate the negativity energies that might hit us all the time. And yeah, if you need help with that, let me know. I'm always on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, and I always provide my public email, which is nicole.sparta8@gmail.com. Pretty easy. So don't just tell a psychic attack that's too far out there. It's very real. It happens all the time. You can learn to protect yourself from a psychic attack, as well as how to clear yourself of negative energy that comes from outside yourself, and even within. That's where you want to draw upon the white light and whatever methods that you use to protect yourself. By all means, use them. You can learn to protect yourself and to undo connections that are holding you back as well. Like I said, I've learned over the years from other great psychics and mediums how to work with energy and how you can clear that shadow work from all the negativity. And it's quite amazing. You have like a couple of sessions with me, I tell you, you know, you'll feel better. And I send out positive healing energy as well. Taught how to do that. I can connect with the source or God, white light, whatever you want to call it, pretty quickly, you know, and I can clear out whatever is surrounding this person. Is like, and if I can see your aura, now the aura is like the protection seal around my body all the time. And sometimes I see people as lights, and they have bright lights, they have dim lights, and when they have dim lights, that means they need some shadow work done. Am I right? Are you guys following me? I hope. So if you guys need some shadow work done or inner child work, that's what I learned from my mentor a long time ago, how to do inner child work. It's much like removing anything that wasn't wrong when you were younger, any trauma. Like let's say your parents got divorced, right? My parents got divorced, so I went back to that timeline and I cleared out any negativity or emotions I might have, and I put it in a safe place where I literally blocked it out of my life if I wanted to. So that's the beauty of working with energy and a shadow work. Maybe I should do a whole episode with that, what I've learned over the years. The energy is quite amazing. Let's take our first break. Alright, hey guys, welcome back to 100 Real Connections. And, this is my first break. If you want to meet this far, you know, woohoo! So, I'm gonna leave you guys with these signs that you might be impacted by a psychic attack, okay? I hope you guys are taking notes. I know I am. So, it's not in any particular order, it's just how it's read. Are you sad, down, or angry? Uneasy feelings and negative events? Or is there accidents happening in your life? Or a state of bad luck? Could be a sign that you are under attack, right? Or a feeling of negative energy all around you, especially if you're sensitive, as I said before. Suddenly feelings drained of energy for no reason. And having nightmares where someone is attacking you. Now, I might fall under suddenly feeling drained for no reason. For the past couple of days, I've noticed for my own self that I've been feeling drained of energy. And also, I noticed that I've been having nightmares. Not necessarily someone attacking me, but just weird, weird dreams. Oh, this is a really good part. If you can see energy, you can actually see whatever's coming at you, right? And sometimes, I can not only see spirits or ghosts, you know, sometimes I can actually see energy. Now, what I describe energy as bubbles falling out of the sun is clear orbs, right? They're just like bubbles. Actually, it's been called observed bubbles. It looks like bubbles, you know, like ripples of water in the ocean, lake, whatever. I just call them bubbles. You see the bubbles inside? Everybody, like, no. I should really look at this. I don't have to be outside. I could just be anywhere. I could be inside, but I can see these bubbles bubbling around. They start here and there. I forgot what they're called. There's a name for them, but I just call them bubbles. You see the bubbles? I see a million of them there outside, especially after it rains. OMG, I can really see it. And then, so just this morning, I saw this little wave of red, wavy like energy coming at me. I'm like, holy hell, someone is actually maybe unknowingly throwing those invisible wave energy that like daggers to me. Maybe I'm just putting pieces together, right? You don't have to be psychic to figure this out. Maybe that's why I've been feeling drained for the past couple of days, and just today I'm just able to see that bunch of energy shooting right at me. It is coming from my door, yeah, my bedroom door, where I saw in that area. So it's my door, my dresser, on my left side, and I have a tall mirror on the other side by the closet. But anyway, if you guys see my room, you know what I mean. Sorry, my voice. Okay. So, now I'm just putting pieces together here. And, yes, maybe now I understand why, maybe I'm under psychically attacked. Now, I wonder if you guys, you know, are more, I want to say, experts or more experienced in this area, in paranormal and whatnot, could actually increase spirits, increase spirits can actually attack you psychologically as well as living. Now that's a question I want you guys to answer. So, also, let's see what it is. Another thing that you might want to have by you, even though I might provide more info about how you can protect yourself in the next episode, I'll just provide a little bit here and there what you might need. In the meantime, if you have crystals, I know I have lots of crystals. Black tourmaline is best for it's really black tourmaline and even obsidian. I'm just learning my crystals. Black tourmaline and black obsidian are very powerful energy protectors. I swear, if you to wear around your necklace, rings, bracelet, earrings, you know, and hematite is good, and hematite provides, it's more like a grounding stone as a shield from negative energy. And also you might want to have nearby an amethyst. Amethyst, not only angel's light, but also amethyst transmute any negative energy in your aura or on a spiritual level. Finally, if you have oils, let's see if I'm going to use right. Terra Shield Outdoor Blend, which is the oil of sealing. You might want to get lemon. I'm going to butcher this, I'm sorry. Lemon eucalyptus, the oil of protective space, Correct me if I'm wrong, I'm just reading this off what I found here. Angar protected flame, which is the oil of protection. Clove, the oil of boundaries. Lemongrass, the oil of cleansing. And oregano, the oil of humility and non-attachment. So if, finally, if you apply these oils to your solar plexus, you know, your chakras, I'm still trying to learn mine. Which is over, I believe, the solar plexus, which is above the stomach, over the chest and bottom of feet. You can apply throughout the day as needed. And if you use these when at home or in the office. And so remember, you always have tools and your spirit guides. Don't be afraid to call your spirit guides to support you from healing and protect you from any future psychic attacks or negative energy. You can rest in that knowing that release the fear. Never show any fear because that just makes the negative stronger. So try not to show any fear. Release as much of it as you can. Like if you need any help, find some mentors. And yeah. So I hope you guys find this topic, it resonates with you at all. Just let me know what you guys want me to talk about. Maybe I'm gonna write down steps to protect ourselves from a psychic attack for the next episode. I'll probably work on that tomorrow night. Psychic protection. Okay. So I hope you guys enjoyed tonight's topic. Are you under psychic attack? So I hope you guys have a great night, and thanks for listening, and this is your host, Nicole Aspen.